Nigel Tiley, Kiwi trainer, joins us now. Nigel, none of your horses have come in contact with any cyclists over the years, have they?
No, but I think Rosa Kingston got hit by a motorbike, didn't she, Lee?
Did she really?
Yeah. I think she did, yeah. I think she got hit by a motorbike at Rose Hill. I think it's after the Derby or when it was. But that just brought back memories when I was listening to that. I'm sure something happened to her.
Gee, there's so many things that can go wrong in the world of racing, isn't there?
For sure.
Well, how's your grey fella going? We spoke to you this time last week and gee, I was impressed with his run at Moonee Valley. It was a tough performance and he only just got blouse on the line.
Yeah, it was a good run, Michael. He's come through it very well. I couldn't be happier with him this week. He just needs a little bit of cut in the ground to sort of keep his momentum going. He just can't quite sprint on top of the ground like he can sort of plough through it when there's a bit of a shower about.
Well, it looks like you may get those conditions because we're expecting about 14 or 15 and rain on Saturday and showers on Friday. So you should get the conditions to suit. If we do get that, how much of a better horse is he than what we saw last Saturday?
Oh, look, I think he can just sort of maintain his momentum for a lot longer at sort of 12, 12 and a half. He is more adept when there's a bit of cut in the ground. He's just a length or two better. Hopefully, if it does come, it might impede some of the others a little bit.
Has he taken much physical improvement from that run?
Yeah, I think the run's tightened him up nicely. He's done very well this week. And he just went out on the grass this morning and stretched his legs because I haven't done a lot with him during the week. I think he's pretty spot on. He's right where I want him.
Have you done a week backup with him in the past?
I don't think I have, but he has backed up before I had him down at Christchurch, and he won pretty easily.
Is there any concern? He looks like a big fella. Is there any concern about the jump up in weight? I know Bo Mertens is taking a kilo and a half off, but he does jump up from the 55 and a half to 58 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a question mark, isn't it? I mean, they've got to carry the weight, but normally if they get allocated that weight, they're the best horse in the race. So hopefully a little bit of class will help him carry it.
And after his run at Moonee Valley, has that given you more confidence that you will be back here in the spring with him?
Oh, definitely. I think so. We were always quietly confident that we would be, but it's just nice to bring him over and have a look around, just get a feel for him. And, I know he's obviously thrived here at Cranbourne, so we'd be looking to come back here again, I think.
And did I read where you were maybe thinking of heading to Sydney with him as well in the early part of the spring?
I haven't made any firm plans, but I do believe that the tracks are just a little bit more forgiving in the early spring in Sydney, and that would sort of, that would just help him. Anything like that would help him.
Well, after what he did last week, how confident are you heading to Flemington on Saturday?
Oh, look, it's unknown territory for me. I mean, obviously, looking at this field, it could be a slightly better field. The horse of Darren Weir's a Gaelic Warrior. He looks like a pretty progressive horse. But I'm happy with my bloke. I mean, he's been up there and he's raced the best that we've got at home, and he's acquitted himself very well. So just the way he's come through that run on Saturday, I'm happy to be there and think I'll be competitive.
You're stabled with Mick Kent, I believe, at Cranbourne, and he used to train one of your main dangers, Charlevoix. Have you spoken to him about the field and Charlevoix?
No, I haven't mentioned it. We haven't discussed it, actually, but no doubt we will because, Bo's riding him for us and he's apprenticed to Mick, so we can probably sit down tomorrow morning and have a chat about it.
Well, Nigel, best of luck on Saturday. It'd be great to see him get an Aussie win.
That'd be terrific. Thank you, Michael.